This book contains up to 4 sides per cassette. Side 1, Prelude to Foundation by Isaac Asimov. Copyright 1988 by Nightfall Incorporated. Narrated by James DeLotel. This book contains 403 pages on 10 sides. If you would like to skip over any remaining announcements or introductory material, place your cassette player in fast forward until a beep is heard. Stop at that point to hear the table of contents, or at the second beep to locate the beginning of the book. Annotation. In the year 12,020, unknown outworld mathematician Harry Seldon presents his paper on psychohistory at the Decennial Convention on Trantor, the high-tech planet that is the administrative center of the Galactic Empire. Much to Seldon's surprise, he and his theory of psychohistory draw the attention of Emperor Cleon and other men of power. Sixth novel of the Foundation series, prequel to Foundation, RC 10365. Bestseller, 1988. From the book jacket. Wit, wisdom, and an uncanny sense of wonder have become the best-selling trademarks of Grandmaster Isaac Asimov. Each of his works has marked a new milestone in science fiction literature, but none has shaped the very future of science fiction more than his Foundation series. Beginning with the phenomenal Foundation, and continuing with Foundation and Empire, Second Foundation, Foundation's Edge, and Foundation and Earth, this monumental and classic saga already has sold well over 6 million copies. Now, in an anxiously awaited publishing event, Isaac Asimov once again fashions science fiction's future by going back to when it all began, presenting the overture to the greatest SF series of all time, the newest Foundation book, Prelude to Foundation. It is the year 12,020 GE, and Emperor Cleon, first of that name, sits uneasily on the imperial throne. Here on Trantor, the great multi-domed capital of the Galactic Empire, 40 billion people have created a civilization of unimaginable technological and cultural complexity. It is a world so intricately woven that pulling one thread would unravel it all. Cleon the First is unnerved by this, for he knows there are those who would see him fall, those he cannot touch. If only he had knowledge of what lay ahead, then the Empire truly could be his. When young Harry Seldon arrives on Trantor, he is unaware of the perilous politics that are brewing. The 32-year-old outworld mathematician has come simply to attend the Decennial Convention and do a bit of sightseeing. But when he presents his paper on psychohistory, his remarkable theory of prediction, little does Harry realize that he has sealed his fate and determined the destiny of humanity. For Harry Seldon possesses the prophetic power that is so desired by the Emperor. And now, suddenly, this naive and little-known Heliconian has become the most wanted man in the Empire as he desperately struggles to keep his portentous theory from reaching the wrong hands while forging the key to the future, a power to be known as the Foundation. About the author. Isaac Asimov is America's most prolific author, with over 365 published books to his credit. His Foundation trilogy was given a special Hugo Award as Best All-Time Science Fiction Series, and Foundation's Edge won a Hugo for Best Science Fiction Novel of 1982. Dr. Asimov lives in New York City. Other books by Isaac Asimov. Other Universes of Isaac Asimov, 1987. Norby Finds a Villain, 1987, with Janet Asimov. Fantastic Voyage 2, Destination Brain, 1987. Norby and the Queen's Necklace, 1986, with Janet Asimov. Robot Dreams, 1986. The Best Science Fiction of Isaac Asimov, 1986. The Best Mysteries of Isaac Asimov, 1986. The Alternate Asimovs, 1986. Norby and the Invaders, 1985, with Janet Asimov. Robots and Empire, 1985. The Disappearing Man and Other Mysteries, 1985. Norby and the Lost Princess, 1985, with Janet Asimov. Banquets of the Black Widowers, 1984. Norby's Other Secret, 1984, with Janet Asimov. The Robots of Dawn, 1983. Norby, the Mixed-Up Robot, 1983, with Janet Asimov. The Union Club Mysteries, 1983. The Winds of Change and Other Stories, 1983. The Complete Robot, 1982. The Casebook of the Black Widowers, 1980. The Key Word and Other Mysteries, 1977. More Tales of the Black Widowers, 1976. The Bicentennial Man and Other Stories, 1976. Murder at the ABA, 1976. The Heavenly Host, 1975. By Jupiter and Other Stories, 1975. Tales of the Black Widowers, 1974. Have You Seen These? 1974. The Best of Isaac Asimov, 1973. The Early Asimov, 1972. The Gods Themselves, 1972. Nightfall and Other Stories, 1969. Asimov's Mysteries, 1968. Through a Glass, Clearly, 1967. Fantastic Voyage, 1966. The Rest of the Robots, 1964. Nine Tomorrows, 1959. The Death Dealers, A Whiff of Death, 1958. Lucky Star and the Rings of Saturn, 1958. Earth is Room Enough, 1957. Lucky Star and the Moons of Jupiter, 1957. The Naked Sun, 1957. Lucky Star and the Big Sun of Mercury, 1956. The End of Eternity, 1955. The Martian Way and Other Stories, 1955. Lucky Star and the Oceans of Venus, 1954. The Caves of Steel, 1954. Lucky Star and the Pirates of the Asteroids, 1953. The Currents of Space, 1952. David Star, Space Ranger, 1952. The Stars Like Dust, 1951. I, Robot, 1950. Pebble in the Sky, 1950. Dedication to Jennifer Greenpencil Brell, the best and hardest working editor in the world. Table of Contents. Mathematician, Side 1. Flight, Side 1. University, Side 2. Library, Side 2. Upper Side, Side 3. Rescue, Side 3. Mycogen, Side 4. Sunmaster, Side 4. Microfarm, Side 5. Book, Side 5. Sacratorium, Side 6. Airy, Side 6. Heat Sink, Side 7. Billy Botten, Side 7. Undercover, Side 8. Officers, Side 8. Why, Side 9. Overthrow, Side 9. Doors, Side 10. Author's Note. When I wrote Foundation, which appeared in the May 1942 issue of Astounding Science Fiction, I had no idea that I had begun a series of stories that would eventually grow into six volumes and a total of 650,000 words so far. Nor did I have any idea that it would be unified with my series of short stories and novels involving robots, and my novels involving the Galactic Empire, for a grand total, so far, of 14 volumes at a total of about 1,450,000 words. You will see, if you study the publication dates of these books, that there was a 25-year hiatus between 1957 and 1982, during which I did not add to this series. This was not because I had stopped writing. Indeed, I wrote full speed throughout the quarter century, but I wrote other things. That I returned to the series in 1982 was not my own notion, but was the result of a combination of pressures from readers and publishers that eventually became overwhelming. In any case, the situation has become sufficiently complicated for me to feel that the readers might welcome a kind of guide to the series, since they were not written in the order in which perhaps they should be read. The 14 books, all published by Doubleday, offer a kind of history of the future, which is perhaps not completely consistent, since I did not plan consistency to begin with. The chronological order of the books, in terms of future history, and not of publication date, is as follows. 1. The Complete Robot, 1982. This is a collection of 31 robot short stories published between 1940 and 1976, and includes every story in my earlier collection, iRobot, 1950. Only one robot short story has been written since this collection appeared. That is Robot Dreams, which has not yet appeared in any Doubleday collection. 2. The Caves of Steel, 1954. This is the first of my robot novels. 3. The Naked Sun, 1957, the second robot novel. 4. The Robots of Dawn, 1983, the third robot novel. 5. Robots and Empire, 1985, the fourth robot novel. 6. The Currents of Space, 1952. This is the first of my Empire novels. 7. The Stars Like Dust, 1951, the second Empire novel. 8. Pebble in the Sky, 1950, the third Empire novel. 9. Prelude to Foundation, 1988. This is the first Foundation novel, although it is the latest written so far. 10. Foundation, 1951, the second Foundation novel. Actually, it is a collection of four stories originally published between 1942 and 1944, plus an introductory section written for the book in 1949. 11. Foundation and Empire, 1952. The third Foundation novel, made up of two stories originally published in 1945. 12. Second Foundation, 1953. The fourth Foundation novel, made up of two stories originally published in 1948 and 1949. 13. Foundation's Edge, 1982, the fifth Foundation novel. 14. Foundation and Earth, 1983, the sixth Foundation novel. Will I add additional books to the series? I might. There is room for a book between Robots and Empire, 5, and The Currents of Space, 6, and between Prelude to Foundation, 9, and Foundation, 10, and of course between others as well. And then I can follow Foundation and Earth, 14, with additional volumes, as many as I like. Naturally, there's got to be some limit, for I don't expect to live forever, but I do intend to hang on as long as possible.